You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is gum. Gum is a substance, usually tasting of mint, which you chew for a long time but do not swallow. 口香糖、泡泡糖。Here is an example. A new report suggests that chewing gum may be a health hazard. 一份新报告指出，口香糖可能会对健康有害。今天我们要说的不是一块口香糖，也不是一个嚼口香糖的人，而是泡泡糖和成千上万个被嚼完的口香糖被啪到了一面墙上。In the US, the Market Theater gum wall is a brick wall covered by chewed gum in an alleyway in downtown Seattle. 这个口香糖墙的出现都源自于20年前的一个晚上。一个等着看戏的人顺手把嚼完的口香糖啪在了这面墙上。从此以后，来自世界各地的人都跑到这里来粘口香糖。After 20 years, the wall is plastered with wads of gums, in a kaleidoscope of colors, some stretched and pinched into messages, hearts, and other designs. 市场的管理者还搞了个我和口香糖摄影艺术大赛。来看看获奖照片吧。密集恐惧症患者请三思而后看哈。那口香糖真是啪出了色彩，啪出了艺术，啪出了新高度。但是 Last week, three workers started the three-day task of melting them all off. 这是为什么呢？ Zoe Freeman, who works near the Pike Place, says that It is an icon. It is history. The market is famous for the gum wall, but it also draws rats.于是这面艺术与口水并存的墙就被融化掉了。那么大家对此作何反应呢？伤心欲绝行。 Some of us went to pay our respects to gum wall. Seattle won't be the same tomorrow. 西雅图再也不是原来的西雅图了。二，冷静对待型。 Gross but cool. Glad I got to see the famous Seattle gum wall before it gets melt clean. 恶心并酷着。三，冲动善后型。 Looks like we'll be going back to Seattle sooner than expected. Need to get my gum back on that wall. 哎妈呀，得早点回去把我的口香糖抠回来。四，口味怪异型。 Smells like 20-year-old watermelon and spearmint. 清理的时候香味四溢，典藏20年西瓜薄荷香。看来大部分人还是很怀念 this gum wall.但是不用伤心，人家说了 Once the wall is clean, people will be allowed to stick gum up there again. 没了再啪回去就好了。哎呀，下次有机会去西雅图的话，一定记着去啪一块国产的泡泡糖。Talk to you next time.